Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio episode. I'm your host, The Rough Rider. Tonight's topic, Obamacare, up or down? Let's get right to it. The smarmy little weasel leading the Republicans in the U.S. Senate, that would be Senate Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, is attempting to ram the Republican version of health care, commonly referred to as Trump care, through that body by Friday in a take-it-or-leave-it vote with no more than a total of 10 hours set aside for floor debate. Here are just a few of the highlights comprising this piece of shit legislation. Number one, the guarantee of coverage for individuals with pre-existing conditions may or may not survive this piece of legislation, but even if it does, it'll come with an exorbitant price, making insurance for those individuals far greater than under Obamacare. The Senate bill will include a provision allowing individual states to opt out of Obamacare's unconditional guarantee for those with pre-existing conditions that will thereby allow such states the option of continuing coverage for this segment, but with sharp hikes in insurance premiums. Number two, it will be a disaster for those lower-income individuals whose only access to health care through Obamacare is via Medicaid. But if the GOP has their way, Medicaid will be severely curtailed in the next few years, such that millions of folks will be left high and dry with no reasonable access to any health insurance coverage. The formula for gutting Medicaid is a stealth-like tactic dreamed up by this current GOP leadership. Currently, Medicaid funding is increased each and every year based upon the increased coverage. Under the new formula proposed by McConnell and crew, funding for Medicaid will be based upon the overall increase in the cost of all goods and services. It's well established that year-over-year price increases for just medical care is far greater than that for the general price increase for general goods and services. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to conclude that over 5 or 10 or 15 years and well beyond, the funding level for Medicaid will fall further and further behind the needs of that part of the American population that most needs this lower this type of subsidy, the lower income segment. Number three, Planned Parenthood is likely on the chopping block. At the very least, funding will be severely curtailed, perhaps as much as 40% less funding, forcing stark cutbacks of basic services to women of all ages. Number four, individual states will be able to opt out of the Obamacare guarantee of non-discriminatory treatment of individuals based upon age, whereby insurance companies will be free to charge higher premiums for older, more ill-prone Americans than for younger and healthier folks. Number five, in general, basic premiums will be higher. Out-of-pocket copays will be higher, and substantially so. And lifetime coverage will be capped at substantially lower levels. When you hit that level, that cap, even if you've got another 20 or 30 years to live, you're stuck. You're screwed if you have one of those catastrophic type illnesses or medical conditions. Number six, and finally, the basic list of guaranteed categories of health services provided under Obamacare will be slashed back to just a few items. Currently under Obamacare, there are around 10 different categories of health care services that are automatically or unconditionally provided for, while under Trump care, that number will be drastically scaled back or reduced. Number seven, the money saved by the reduced coverage and the higher premiums under the Senate Republican health care bill plan will, in turn, guess what? You ready for this? Pay for the massive tax cut to benefit, yes, you guessed her, Chester, the top 2% of individuals slash families in this country. In short, the Trump care bill making its way through the United States Senate right now is a fraud perpetrated on voters simply to provide for an enormous tax break for the top 2% of Americans. The good news is that as of today, Sunday, June 25th, 2017, there are currently 7 Republican senators on the record as sold on this health care legislation as it stands today. They include Jerry Moran of Kansas, Ted Cruz of Texas, Rob Johnson of Wisconsin, Rand Paul of Kentucky, Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Dean Heller of Utah. And just in today's news, it's been reported that the evil Koch brothers, yes, Charles and David, are funding efforts that are actually opposing the Senate's very own Trump care bill as, are you ready, not being conservative enough. They will be spending millions and millions of dollars to force the U.S. Senate to come up with a far more draconian and conservative health care bill that is actually even more stingy. The GOP can afford to lose only 2 votes from their caucus, as they have only 52 Republican senators in the United States Senate. In the event of a 50-50 tie, the Republican Vice President Mike Pence would cast the tie-breaking vote. Republican Senator Lisa Collins of Maine said today that she did not envision how this bill could possibly pass in its current form by the end of this coming week. Well, Senate Leader Mitch McConnell wants this all up before the July 4th recess. Good luck, Mitch, trying to get a health care bill with a known disapproval rate among the American public at around 80%. That's 80% disapproval. It's going to be no small feat. Well, thank you very much for listening to yet another riveting Rough Riders radio episode. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third as usual and heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but goddammit, you decide.